Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time, as well as AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio, 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. My name is Hunter Hughes, and you know we like to do live acoustic sessions, and I'm so glad that this gentleman has great patience and waited for a couple of weeks to be on our show here this morning, Dave Crumpler. Dave, how are you this morning?
Very glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you had the patience to bear with me here and are able to come down here today and play for us. What would you like to play for us first here?
Called Set the Hook.
Okay, here's Dave Crumpler here on Hunter at Sunrise. Sunrise here with Mr. Dave Crumpler. And Dave, why don't you introduce this gentleman who's playing with you here today?
Well, I'm really lucky to have along my good buddy Michael Glass. He's been on your show, I believe, before, once or twice.
Yeah, once or twice, Mike. Thanks for coming in today. How are you?
Sure thing. Yeah, I'm doing great.
Excellent, excellent. So, Dave, that was a really nice Valentine's song.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked up on the theme there. A lot of my stuff tends to be a little on the maybe darker side of life. I kind of get a lot of inspiration out of that. That one has some personal meaning, goes back quite a few years, and had a nice little bad time with a person, and hey, at least I got that out of it, you know.
Well, it always happens, doesn't it? It's the rite of passage, I guess. Yeah. Did you have a good Valentine's?
Actually, I did. Went and visited a local brewery on the other side of the creek, and then went and had dinner with my girlfriend Noreen, and had a good night. Got to bed early for a change, since I had to get up really early to come over here today. You got me out of bed early.
Yeah, I know, and you got kind of stuck on the bridge tunnel, I understand.
Yeah, there was some kind of traffic light fell down, so we had to wait, and thank goodness we were at the front of the line.
Ah,
so okay. we got right through once they carted that piece of gear off.
Oh, okay. How long have you been playing here in the area?
I started actually playing gigs in 2002 in the area. I've been around since junior high school, so I've been here since the early 70s.
Where did you grow up?
Was born in Goldsboro, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and my dad was in the Air Force. He went DOD. We moved to Austin, Texas for 2 years. He transferred here in the early 70s and been here ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Folks are still here. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And always messed around with guitar. Always loved it. My mom is a music teacher, voice minor, organ minor, mm-hmm. taught piano out of the house.
Right.
Tried to encourage me to take lessons when I was a kid, but no, I didn't want to listen to that. But I did buy. I picked up a guitar. I think it was from Temple of Music when I was 15, and she always had her students buy their sheet music out of the store.
Uh-huh.
So I picked up a little acoustic and started teaching myself, and had some friends along the way show me a few things. And I guess about a year before 2002, my ex and I like to call it the two exes, because there was an ex con, and my ex talked me into a going ahead and trying to learn some songs and playing with him. He was trying to put together a little duo.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the beginning of the end. A good thing for me, because it really kind of got the better of me. And I said, I've done all this work. I put in the time. I'm learning the music. Mm-hmm. I don't mind singing, because my mom had me singing when I was a kid in junior choir.
Right.
So I'm not too shy on that. But I kind of got kicked to the curb by both of them. You can probably put two and two together.
God, I hope with the ex-con, not a bad way.
Well, I mean, I don't know whatever happened to him, but the two exes kind of sailed off into the sunset there.
And, gotcha.
I just decided that at this point I'm going to keep doing this. And I've met a lot of good friends, had mm-hmm. a lot of fun doing it. It's probably the most fun side job I've ever tried. And like I say, I've been playing with Mike here the last year and a half as much as I can. Of course, he's one of the Delvers, and they're very popular,
yes.
rightfully so, and play a lot. But
still working on that album, right, Mike?
We are like almost done. It'll be done by, let's see, June, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want a copy.
I promise.
I want a copy of it. You will give me a copy
of
it?
Oh, indeed.
Okay.
Be one of the first ones.
All right, great. We're talking with Dave Crumpler here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to do for us here, Dave?
Let's see, what was the second we're going to do?
It's sort of a
Celtic-Irish flavor. I've played for about 10 years at Moan O'Malley's, downtown Granby Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I do happen to like Irish whiskey on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And one day this song just popped into my head, and I said, you know, I think this will also work where I'm playing at the Irish pub. I tend to play it anywhere. It's worked out real well for me. So,
well, that's good, because we're looking forward to St. Patrick's Day and warmer weather.
Yes, I agree.
That's for sure. Well, here's Dave Crumpler here on Hunter at Sunrise.
This is going to be Tullamore Dew. Scotch, but Irish whiskey now will do. The girl who's gone has hurt me bad. You are always true, Tullamore Dew. Yeah, Tullamore Dew. You, been thinking about you. The more I think about it, I got better things to do. The kindest words you ever said is telling me we're through. I'm done thinking about you, done thinking about you. Talking some trash while smoking a few. But if you'd straighten up, you'd face the facts you misconstrued. To say your trash would underestimate my point of view. You've been showing your ass while smoking a few. Still I know you're one I wish I never knew. I'm finished with you, I'm finished with you. Tullamore Dew, Tullamore Dew. I like to drink my scotch, but Irish whiskey now will do. The girl is gone as hurt and bad. You are always true, Tullamore Dew. Yeah, Tullamore Dew. And there you have it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Dave Crumpler. Fairly new song then?
No, that one goes back a ways too. I figured I'd play three today that I'll actually play when I'm out gigging. I just stick them in there. I don't really announce them.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them fly. And these are some of the ones that people tend to take to.
Mm-hmm.
Seem tapping their feet or maybe even clap a little bit after I finish.
Sure. Where do you gig a lot?
Well, like I said, I've done the Moen O'Malley's thing for about 10 years. I'll be back there early on St. Paddy's Day. So if no one's doing anything and wants to get out and start early, join me there.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple of years over in Grafton area, York County, I've been playing Plaza Azteca about every other Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Going to start that up here in March again. Michael will kick that off with me.
Mm-hmm.
Bay Haven Grill is also over in York County. The Cactus in York County. I got Craft 60. In Newport News,
mm-hmm.
Going to play Aleworks Brewery Sunday the 22nd. And I usually play between 15 and 20 different rooms a year. It'll be Hilton Tavern.
Okay.
I'll work again soon. So You know, I try to stay in touch, work hard at trying to get the gigs. That's the toughest part of the job, really.
Yeah. Where are you headquartered? Is it York County or?
I'm in York County, the tip end, right down there where Hampton, Pocosin, NASA, and York all combine. I'm right at the tip end of the county there. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever record some of your music or what? I mean, has that ever been a goal of yours?
Yeah, it actually is. I've got enough material for probably an album. I've got some software. I'm not, you know, trained in sound engineering, so I've been messing around with some home stuff. And once I get a little more bold, I'm going to try to get a couple of my friends. A fella I was playing with for a couple years named Biscuit. Mike Sykes is his real name, but his cool name is Biscuit. He went to Shenandoah, and he did jazz studies and sound engineering, and I might try to get him to help me a bit with it. But yeah, I'm very interested in putting something together. Everybody seems to be doing it, and I'm a little behind the curve.
Okay. We're talking with Dave Crumpler here on Hunter at Sunrise. What would you like to do for us now?
This song is called Matters.
Matters.
Yes. And
does it matter?
kind of in the theme of that, yeah.
Which one was I going to play it on?
Capo 4 is what I have.
I'll take your notes to be the grail there, Mike.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I've got my cheat sheet in front of me just in case.
This was probably one of the first ones ever played out live. Got some good response, and I'm pretty fond of it myself.
It's a pretty song. It's got a C major 7 in there, and yeah.
A C major 7?
C major 7, yeah.
I don't know
what that means, Mike, but that's okay.
It's okay.
I'm sure a lot of our musicians out there do understand.
It's a pretty chord.
Great. Well, here is Dave Crumpler here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sleep reflects my past. What if you hurt me? But it made me better. past your weakness. Make you my debtor. You see how I love you. More than it matters. I'm asking for nothing. Then idle chatter. I have no answer for the question never asked. Somehow my broken sleep reflects our past.
Crumpler here on Hunter at Sunrise, accompanied by Mike Glass here. And, hey, that was cool.
Thank you.
That was very nice. And so where do you go from here? When are you going to play next?
Well, if the weather permits on Wednesday, I guess we're supposed to possibly get some nasty
stuff.
No,
don't say
Wednesday.
It. I take it
back. So Wednesday, Mike and I will be playing at the Cove Tavern in Newport News in City
Center. See, you jinx it when you say it, you know.
Right.
When you say the S word. It's the end.
Yeah. It's not going to do that.
It's not going to do that.
All right.
So where are you playing again?
I'll be playing Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at the Cove Tavern with Mr.
Newport
Michael
News.
Glass at City Center, Newport News.
City Center, yeah.
City Center, the mm-hmm. Cove Tavern.
Yes.
And so you'll be playing. Sounds like you're going to be rather busy this spring playing.
I hope so. I like to hit about 100 a year, about 100 shows, and I've been doing that fairly consistently.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now I've got about 50 on the books.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's looking good.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming down here today on a rather cold Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
Well, good. Well, I said at the outset, thanks for your patience with us because you were supposed to be on a couple of weeks ago and then we had an emergency and you couldn't be here. And we appreciate you coming in here today. 2 weeks late, but we appreciate it. Mr. Mike Glass. I want that CD from the Delvers, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, indeed. Indeed.
Okay. I'll hold you to that. Dave Crumpler, accompanied by Mike Glass here on Hunter at Sunrise this morning.